Just to give you a heads up of what's happening at Le Méridien Alaka Beach Resort through the summer, they've got special weekday summer rates inclusive of breakfast, dinner and taxes. They've also, if you book a summer getaway for 2 days or more, you'll receive an overnight stay for free, and this is happening throughout Ramadan. Also, children under 12 stay free anyway and can enjoy the exciting calendar of the Penguin Club. Now, every time I've been up there, I don't have kids, but I am aware of their Teens Club, and I was talking about this the other day. It's great, you know, we always take care of the younger children, but what about those teenagers?
What about you? I see you in a penguin outfit.
I know I'm like a teenager, George, but I'm sure.
So what is this Penguin Club? You have any, do the kids dress up as penguins?
No.
This sounds good.
Yeah, it's a children's club.
Okay.
And that's the name of it.
Okay.
You don't have to be a penguin to be a member.
Okay. And have you done water sports out there yourself?
No, I haven't.
I did some parasailing over there. Really cool.
How was that?
Beautiful, because you at the end of it, you land in the water, and then it's the perfect temperature. It's really cool. Yeah.
I think the only thing I've done close to water sports is going out on the banana boat.
Okay.
Yeah, is it the banana?
I think
the enormous
banana.
And the donut.
I have this terrible picture in my head now. Being thrown off the back of this banana.
Exactly. Yes, that's right. So you're hearing there the voice of George Stothard, my co-host on a Thursday, and also Simon Murphy, who is one of our team members of our Fighting Fit team here at Dubai Sports World. And we've got a team of eight, and just going through some of the winners there. We've got Cameron. He's just turned 44, and he, like me, had trained for the 10K this year and ran it, but has found that the trousers getting a little bit tighter, and he's putting on a bit of weight, so wants to get back on track, get focused again, and lose a few kilos. We've also got Kate, 31, and this is Kate, who's very fit, and she's already following an extensive program of fitness, but she wants to kind of be taken out of her comfort zone a little bit. So we've got her involved in the tennis.
Great.
Later today, maybe try some basketball later on as
Great.
Well. What else? Cricket. She also showed interest in playing some cricket. She'd never played cricket before.
Never? That's unusual.
Well, I have no idea. I haven't met her.
Have you played cricket?
What do you mean? Overseas?
I mean, ever.
Yeah, I've played loads of cricket.
Yeah,
but that's.
Yeah.
Why would you say that? It always astounds me that you would assume that everybody's played cricket. It's not
know.
The Britishness in you again, is it?
Well, I've had enough. I'm off. We at school, we were all taught cricket. I mean, that's just part of the
girls
curriculum.
weren't
they?
No.
Oh, I guess you did netball. We didn't do netball. Yeah, I guess, yeah. You did netball, we did cricket.
The only reason why I play cricket is I grew up with a family of three brothers and a father who were all cricket mad.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, we've also got Sade, and Sade is 65, and he has been a professional sportsman in his time. He's played hockey at national level, but he's really wanting to get his health in check, and also he will be fasting through the holy month of Ramadan. So for many people that are fasting, and particularly if they're already following an exercise program, it can be obviously very challenging through that month. So we're going to be supporting and helping it. Save.
You're really interested to see how that goes.
Yeah, exactly. Also Simon, here he is on my list, and then we have Georgina. She's 51, and she's really been battling with her weight for some years. She's going to be celebrating her 25th wedding anniversary on August the 15th. So it's a milestone for her. She really wants to get the weight down and be healthy. So we'll be helping Georgina as well. Now, part of this support, and a great part of it actually, is going to be with Corey Oliver of Original Fitness. He's going to be putting 7 of the 8 of them through their paces with his success program at Original Fitness. Good morning to you, Corey.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Excellent. Now, we've all received the email this morning, Corey, from you, and everyone's feeling a little bit nervous. Talk us through the success program.
Yes, well, I've actually had quite a few calls this morning.
Have
from,
you already?
People backing out. You've ruined the whole thing.
So, yeah, basically, they just have to come in, have a body composition assessment, do a basic fitness assessment as well. So that basically gives us a starting point.
Now, that's the easy bit, though, isn't it? I mean, tell me what happens when you have a body composition test.
Well, it's testing for a lot of things. It's testing for body fat percentage, body fat mass, BMI. It's also doing your visceral fats and all of that. And it actually gives you a fitness score as well. Some of the fitness scores on the body composition assessment machines are accurate, but some aren't. That's why we do our own physical fitness score as well.
The visceral fats, what are they?
They're the fats that surround your organs, okay. The bad ones.
It's a pretty detailed examination.
Yeah, it sure is. Basically, whenever anyone has illness or gets cardiovascular disease and stuff like that, it's due to the fats that are surrounding the organs, and not so much the superficial fats, sure. Which you'd see on the outside of your stomach or something like that.
Okay, so we all have to have that test done. And Simon, this is the first time you've met. Oh no, you've actually met before, right?
Yeah, I've been in Dubai for a long time, so you bump into people along the way. So I have seen Corey before, but I've tried to avoid him for the last couple of years.
Run in the other direction.
Right, so this is one of your participants, so you'll be offering the support to him as well as the others. So when they all have to go and have this test. Then what happens? What do you do? What's your role to play in this success program?
So yeah, once the testing's over, that's our form of hard evidence. We've got two testing sheets, two forms of hard evidence. Then we move into the actual program, which starts on July 8th, which is Sunday. Now they have to do three 1-hour sessions of exercise during each week. Okay, that's the minimum requirement. If they can't do that, then they're off the program. They have to spare those 3 hours per week for the next 4 weeks, for the next 8 weeks as
wow.
well. At the end of every day, they also have to sort their nutrition out, how much water they're having, how much they're sleeping in the evening as well. So they email us at the end of every day exactly what they've done. We give them advice that night, there and then, before everyone goes to bed. And then they start the next day as well. So they're just sort of, they're taking a daily diary, filling it in at the end of the day, emailing us that night. We give them feedback on each day, move forward onto the next day, say, hey, okay, this day was great, but we need to fix this little thing up here about your sleep or about how much water you're having. And then we move on to the next day and try and correct it there.
It's highlighted very strongly throughout the success program the importance of sleep and hydration.
Absolutely. Well, one of the most important things is probably the hydration, because a lot of people say that they're tired, and tiredness most of the time is dehydration. You feel sleepy, you don't feel like doing anything, and it's quite easy to test. I'm sure if you just went through a whole day, or half a day even, didn't have any water, tested yourself and thought, okay, wrote down how you're feeling. If you went and had two or three 1.5 litre bottles of water after that over the next 3 hours, I'm sure you will be feeling a lot more alive.
How's this sounding so far, Simon?
It's true. You know, I think one of the things as well with the climate here at this time of year, it's very easy to get dehydrated very quickly. I think that one of the things that came through from Corey's email as well was that sort of 70% of the success program is based along the nutrition and the diet side of stuff. It's not just a case of you can do whatever you like as long as you hit the gym once a day. That's not really going to work. It's a whole lifestyle program, if you like.
And is that a lifestyle change you're prepared to take forward after this?
I think you have to, and I think once you've committed to that for a couple of months, then it becomes a habit forming.
Well, I think that's what we're hoping, isn't it? I think the idea is to get us in check, get us into a routine, and it becomes a way of life. And then, and also, I mean, to do this though, I mean, I know it's going to be tough, and I know that it's disciplined, but it'll hopefully be enjoyable, because you have to enjoy what you're doing for it to be something you want to do forever, isn't it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. What we have done is we've provided a guideline. On how to do it and how to eat and what type of foods to eat. Obviously, some people, they might not like those type of foods, or they might struggle to sort of get into the routine. But that support network is there for them. That's why they're emailing every day, so we can just sort of keep track of them, keep encouraging them, keep motivating them, trying to change different things for them if we sort of need to, and then taking it from there. So it is disciplined. In a fact where you have to be accountable, but it does have the flexibility where we can change people to their certain things. Saeed called me this morning, and he'd seen the schedule for the fitness that I had down the bottom there, which had interval revolution, boot camp, combat fitness, Now, all of these classes are quite high energy and high intensity. Mm. And say, look, I'm a 65-year-old man. I'm not ready for the military start training. Mm. And I said to him, I said, say, that's fine. I said, all you have to do is just exercise 3 times per week.
Yeah.
Whether that's going for a power walk for an hour around Saffa Park in the evening or something like that, or you can come to one of our sessions, or you can go to a personal trainer or a group session somewhere, or even play sport for an hour. It doesn't really matter. Just as long as you're getting up, you're getting out, you're getting the heart rate going, you're burning some energy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that's sort of...
And I think, you know, the range of our team and the different needs and the goals that they have, you can accommodate everybody, and that's really fantastic. When we come back, I'm going to find out from Simon what his choice of exercise is going to be with those 3 hours or more a week. And we're also going to be welcoming Lovely as well from Health Trends, as she's put us on a diet this week, and we'll be finding out how that's working and how we're getting on with that just 24 hours in. So do stay with us.